The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got some advice for the men with beards. Okay, we got to talk about this for a reason. Good morning. It is Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't know for certain. I know for sure my husband, DJ Automatic, you cannot grow a full beard, correct?
No, I cannot grow a full beard.
Okay, Anthony, I've never seen you with a full beard. Can you grow a full beard?
I
really?
I can, yeah. My brother, actually, my younger brother is really big on his beard.
Okay, so we were walking in, Automatic said, I don't think Anthony can grow a beard either.
But now that I look, you could probably grow a beard, yeah.
Damn,
I was just trying to feel better about myself, okay?
We're off to one snitch this week for Dana there.
This morning.
Take that.
So we're discussing this because our producer, Chewy, behind the scenes, say hello, say good morning, Chewy.
Good morning.
He got a lady in his life, and he's got a beard.
That's two snitch count now.
That's two.
All right.
Okay. Four more
so,
to go.
All right, okay. So he has a beard.
I have some advice, and I heard
this. Got a big old burly beard, too.
Burly beard. Like, I'm talking full face.
I feel personally attacked.
If he didn't manage this, he would look like Sasquatch.
Oh, damn. All right, yeah. Okay. Let's fry him up, baby. I love
this. Do you shampoo and condition the beard, Chewy?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is a hairstylist, and he said a lot of men go in there, and they have beards, and they don't wash it. He's like, and the beard can get smelly.
Mm. Yeah.
And smelly beards and women don't get along.
Mm.
Oh, look, Chewy's like, no. What happens to the beard if you don't wash it?
Oh, and it just kind of gets all, like, crusty a little bit. Like
what?
You get, like, food sometimes stuck in it, you know?
No.
So it's just like, I hate when that happens, so I am almost always making sure that it's clean.
Do you brush the beard?
Oh yeah, sometimes I even carry a little comb that just to brush it out.
So when you're doing your hair, you just throw the beard in there. You just do the whole
shampoo
thing all together.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we're already ahead of the game. See, because he's been dating this young lady that I really like a lot. And I just wanted to make sure that the beard
that
situation.
She didn't have to smell his stinky beard when she was kissing him.
Yeah, because
they only hung out like
anything.
Once.
Yeah, I know, but Dana's gonna make it seem like they've been together like forever, and they're getting married next week.
First of all, she's a strong woman. She asked him for the IG.
I don't even know her name.
Asked him for the IG, and now here we are talking about beard etiquette.
Oh man.
Okay.
Damn.
Dana loves love.
Look how happy we are, DJ Automatic.
This is everything you can look forward to.
This is the last time I'm gonna air out my business in the studio.
This is the end of the golden rainbow. The rainbow. This is the pot right here. Yeah. Dana Automatic. That's what you have to look for, buddy.
And get married now.
Yeah, no.
Look what you have to look forward to.
Wait, why are we bringing any of this up, though? Was your concern?
Because I want to do a poll. Ladies, do you like beards or not?
Oh.
Clean shaven face or beard? At Dana Cortez on Instagram. We're taking a poll now. National Day, Anthony A.
Okay, all right. We got National Memory Day, all right? As in, Chewy, you're never going to forget the first time you brought up your love life in this.
Oh my goodness.
Stick with your
Anything
memory.
You tell us here is fodder for the radio.
And we also have National Single Parent Day. So shout out to all the single parents around the world.
Single moms and dads, we love you. Yes.
And today is the Great American Cleanup, encouraging everybody around the country to, you know, clean up your park, your local neighborhood if you can.
Oh. And get around together your and do that. Yeah, beautify
Pick up
the
some
neighborhood.
Trash.
What's the worst chore when you were little, when you were cleaning up, your memory that you just did not like?
Oh God, picking up dog.
Yeah, I hated that.
Still do.
I definitely hated picking weeds. One time I did have to pick up trash off the side of the road.
You know what? Court ordered?
Yes.
So did I. I was wearing one of them little orange vests.
I remember when it cruised by and watched Dana pick it up.
I can't stand you. Better than going to jail.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there was a woman in Cleveland. Her name is Crystal Candelario. She went on vacation, 10-day vacation to Puerto Rico. She also went to Detroit. Sounds like a good time, but she left her 16-month-old, her one-year-old baby girl, Jalen, inside of a playpen the entire time she went on vacation. She uploaded photos of her at the beach. She's having this really good time. It seems like she gets back to her home, finds her dead baby in the playpen, proceeds to bathe her, change her into clean clothes, and take her to the emergency room and claim that she doesn't know what happened to her daughter.
Well, this lady's a psycho.
Obviously, physicians, nurses, everybody there are like, hold on, this child has been dead for quite some time. They also found feces in the child's mouth and underneath her fingernails. Now, she is pleading for forgiveness. Take a listen.
No estoy tratando de justificar mis actos.
She says she's not trying to justify her actions.
Pero nadie sabe cuánto yo estaba sufriendo.
But nobody knows how much I was suffering.
Todos los días le pido perdón a Dios y a mi hija, Yailin.
Every day I ask God and my daughter Jaylene for forgiveness.
Soy una persona creyente de Dios.
I'm a person who believes in God.
Dios y mi hija me han perdonado.
God and my daughter have forgiven me. Okay, she believes in God. She believes that her daughter has forgiven her, and she believes that God has forgiven her. Isn't that what we're taught in church? Isn't that what we're taught?
That's a whole other conversation. The conversation we're having is that she needs to rot in jail. I care more about my dogs than she did about her baby. I worry more about my dogs having water than she does about her kid.
She says she was sick, that something's wrong with her. She says
people
don't
understand. She wasn't sick enough to get on that plane and go and post those pictures.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I have no feeling of guilt.
You have no empathy for her at all.
She's the worst kind of person. Because somebody who can do that to a baby, that's awful.
There's some people that I feel like prison is specifically built for, and it's people like this.
And she's the reason that we need birth control. Women like her should not have a baby, period.
Well, I understand that, but the baby was already here. She could have done a multitude of things. Call a neighbor, call police, call somebody to save this child. She said she's sick. She doesn't know, why. She doesn't know people. People don't understand what she was going through. I don't think she
understands
what her child went through, the amount of suffering that it takes to die of starvation, to die of dehydration. I'm angry. Does she deserve to be forgiven?
I mean, she's obviously mentally ill.
But hold on, why are you asking that, Dana?
Why would she even ask if she's ill?
She's asking for forgiveness. She claims God and her daughter have already forgiven her.
You want to bring religion into this? This isn't a religious conversation.
I'm not bringing it. She did.
Okay, yeah, and she's crazy as
Does she claim God?
She said that if you believe in the Bible and all that, that's what you do.
She's going to say whatever she can so she can get out of a life sentence in prison.
The judge gave her a life sentence. He said, you put this baby in a playpen in jail, basically. You put this child who had no way to help itself.
But what's your point?
I think that people online are arguing, and I think I feel the same way. Like, do you forgive somebody for that? She's going to spend the rest of her life in jail.
I don't know her, so I'm not forgiving her for anything.
No.
She doesn't occupy any space in my heart or my mental.
She can go and occupy that space in prison.
All right, that's a question. Does she deserve forgiveness? Isn't that what you're taught? Does she deserve to rot in jail? Yes. I think she deserves a lifetime of misery, as the judge specifically said. You tortured your child.
Whatever her beliefs are and whatever she believes, that's between her and whatever she believes. It's not between her and the court. And because the courts are going to keep her ass in jail for life, and I'm right with her with them.
I agree. I want her to rot for the rest of her life in jail, suffering, thinking about everything. But the question is, should she be forgiven? It's unimaginable that we're even having this conversation, but it happens a lot more often than you think. This case just happened to make the news.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you approach a man, ladies, that you're into? You meet him, whether it's at a work event, like our guy Chewy here, our producer met his new lady in his life.
I didn't think we were going to do that.
Maybe you're out at a concert, you're chilling at a bar. I don't know, you see him online, you see him on Instagram.
Maybe you're at one of my comedy shows.
Anthony.
That doesn't happen, that's few and far.
So, Automatic and I became really good friends, and then it blossomed. I knew he liked me, I liked him, I had to make that first move. I just held his hand.
I reached over and held his hand. I was like, this chick.
Oh my God.
You say it so confident now, but she grabbed your hand.
When she grabbed my hand, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, it's going down.
It went down and it was done in about 5 seconds.
Oh, damn.
I didn't say it was going to be good. I just said it was going to go down.
So, number four, ladies, the men in here, Automatic Anthony A. Chewy, say, suggest a place to eat.
Oh, yes.
Don't say, you pick. I don't care. I don't know. Where are we eating?
Hold on. You skipped a whole bunch of steps. Because the first thing a woman needs to do if she's interested in a man is just introduce herself.
Oh. Well, I know that. We're doing steps here, Automatic.
Yeah, but that's the first thing you do.
Okay, I'm sorry to realize what she had to grab your hand, bro. You're not following the list here, bud.
The list
is out of order.
No, it's not.
the eating thing has got to be the last thing.
Apparently it should have been the first, but
number three, laugh at his comments. You've already introduced yourself. Laugh, no matter if he's funny or not. Just giggle a little bit.
I suggest it. Surprise. Okay, ladies.
Anthony's a comedian.
Nothing more uplifting when you laugh at my comments, but I can also know when you're fake laughing.
You can fake it just like you're going to fake that later.
I didn't fake. I told you. Second time around better be better. There'll be no third.
Oh, damn. Okay. There it is. Be direct.
Number two, Automatic said be hot, which I don't understand what that means.
Just look good. Put on your best outfit and your best hair and everything. And
put on your best hair, ladies.
Whatever you do.
Well, that is universal. All women wear fake hair.
Yes.
As much crap as they talk about our hairlines and receding hairlines, all chicks have
You're
leaves.
Right. I've got mine in my bag right now. You're right.
That's crazy.
So, just have confidence and go up to him. Look your best and go, hey, and it's nice to meet you.
That's number one. Ask for his Instagram. Be direct.
Yes, be direct.
How can I hit you up?
We are simple creatures.
Yes.
Also, and if a woman is interested in us, we are going to be, that's going to make our year.
How in the world do you guys deal with being rejected? I would be so hurt if I had held Otto's hand and he said, don't hold my hand.
And
I'm calling HR.
Speaking of holding hands, sometimes, first of all, read the room because you don't want to get called to HR.
Yeah.
But you start to build a callus over all this nose and, nah, I'm not really that much into you. And, oh, you're cute.
That's so hurtful. You
know, the worst one is when you go up to them and you don't know them and they just go, psh, and just walk away.
No!
Because sometimes you think you're hot, but you're not the hottest person in the room.
And they're not interested.
And women, surprisingly, they like their guys 6 foot and over, which doesn't make any sense because a lot of y'all are the height of Oompa Loompas. All right? A lot of you guys walking around like 5 flat and asking for 6 foot dudes.
Excuse me, Anthony. Excuse me.
Talking to the head Oompa Loompa here.
I fall down. I didn't mean that too.
I'm done. 877-730-DCS1. Ladies, did you approach your man? How did you do it? And are you still in a relationship?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Word is Beyonce and Taylor Swift have a song coming. Yeah, I'm going to expand on this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Jason Norman celebrating his birthday, pop singer Teeny celebrating her birthday, Diggy Simmons, and we'll wrap it up right there.
All right, so let's start off talking about Kim Kardashian. I'm not quite sure why college basketball folks are upset that she's partnered with some really big names in college basketball for her Skims line. Take a listen.
Caleb Love, Arizona.
Everybody's
wearing Skims.
They're getting paid. They're getting money. They're college students. They are, you know, bringing money into the colleges. I think they deserve to make money. I couldn't believe that a lot of them didn't before. This is a new rule, right?
Yeah, so you're getting paid for your name and for your likeness now, which is the only fair thing because there's a lot of college players that came before them.
For decades and decades and decades.
Where the universities profited billions of dollars off of them and they didn't get paid squat.
I'm not trying to revisit what I did last hour, but still, I'm upset that Kim K doesn't have any fat guys in her campaign.
I agree. All right?
And now that I am, you know, comfortably fat, I think Kim, what's up, dog?
Here's my idea, and I've already asked you, DJ Automatic and Anthony A., if I buy the Skims and put you in them and we do a faux ad, I think Kim K will respond and write you both $1 million check. Are we doing this or not?
Just define faux to me because it's a Kim K.
Fake.
Oh, okay. You never know with a Kim K video. I don't want
to. Are we doing it or not? $1 million check.
Are you going to cover the million if we don't get the check?
No.
Okay, then never mind.
I don't need $1 million to do it, dog. Just.
You're like, I'll just do it for the free Skims.
Give me the Skims, bro.
Coming soon. All right, and then finally, Beyonce's dropping her new album this month on the 29th called Cowboy Carter. The artwork is beautiful. I love it. And word is that she and Taylor Swift have a song on it. I don't know if this is true, but I think if it is, woo!
Yeah! I hope it's better than the one time her and Eminem got together, Beyonce and Eminem.
I thought that song was going to be amazing, and it was not.
So that was the last time I remember Beyonce collaborating with a super megastar. So I hope this one lives up to the expectations.
This is Beyonce and Taylor Swift, possibly. This break all kinds of records. As a Beyonce fan, member of the Beehive, as a T-Swift fan, I want to know if you want to see these two work together. Mm. Are we looking forward to this? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can't go wrong with mac and cheese. Hey. Or can you? We've got some interesting food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, Home Depot is debuting Halloween decorations and people are outraged.
No!
Some folks say it's too early. The store is already previewing their upcoming Halloween lineup, which includes improved 12-foot skeletons and ghosts. A Home Depot spokesperson said, this is the earliest we've ever announced any of our Halloween products, and it's because we're excited. Bring it on, baby!
People love Halloween, dog.
Yeah, but...
Me too!
March 21st? We're literally six months... Come on.
Automatic?
We don't go to Home Depot's Automatic, so I don't go to Home Depot.
I can't be outraged about a place
I've never even visited.
You do go to Home Depot, Automatic.
A couple days ago.
What are you doing at Home Depot?
Picking out tile!
Yes. Yeah, we're moving into a new house. So I do make Home Depot visits right now. And if I see something that's Halloween even oriented, I'm going to be outraged. Yeah.
Why though? Halloween is one of the most appealing, incredibly fun holidays of the year.
This is worse than Christmas. Like, people start celebrating Christmas in September. What's wrong with you?
Come on, dude. I'm going to get his tiles, guys.
It's your Halloween propaganda.
We're going to put our giant skeletons in front of our house, our new house. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Kraft macaroni and cheese is, I don't know what they're doing, but they have decided to go plant-based.
What? Okay. Oh, man, dude.
It is the first non-dairy mac and cheese.
Your whole world is getting flipped upside down, isn't it?
85 years of Kraft macaroni and cheese being good Home Depot, and normal.
And now this.
And now this.
Well, hold on. What's wrong with plant-based? Aren't you lactose now? You've been lactose. Maybe this will be good for your little tummy.
Well, first of all, there wasn't really any kind of milk in there unless you put your own real milk in there. I'm not even exactly sure what that powder is, but it was delicious. And now it's got to be plant-based.
Something about plant-based, but it comes in a box. This sounds sketch to me, dog. Yes. I don't get it. I don't know.
It comes in its own little caja.
Yeah, bro. This is weird.
Are we here for plant-based mac and cheese?
Yeah, dude.
Actually, I'm more here for the early Halloween decorations than the plant-based mac and cheese. All right, National Day. Anthony A.
All right, we have National Countdown Day. 3, 2, 1. Get it? March 21st.
Oh, no, I didn't get it till you said that.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a NASA scientist.
3, 21. 21, 2, 3. Oh, well.
Okay. World Poetry Day, National Teenager Day, but let's go and wrap it up on National Single Parent Day, y'all.
Oh, shout out all the single moms out there. There are single dads as well. I was raised by my Nana, my Theo Frankie, and my single mother. I want to thank them so much for instilling in me hard work, baby.
I watched my sister be a great single mom to my nephew.
Automatic, she's such a great mom. I love her. And Anthony, your mom's a strong single mother.
Yeah, she's strong. She's a lot, but you know, she's a strong single mom, dog.
My sister's a lot too, but I love her.
Oh my God.
Nothing more tiring than being raised by a strong, independent, fierce woman, all those philosophies
and like all that preaching she does.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So off the air, we're talking about the 40-year-old virgin. Now, why? Because Automatic said rejection is difficult for men. Earlier today, we discussed this. We discussed how a woman can approach a man. And the one thing Otto and Anthony agreed on is that it lifts a weight off of your chest. You don't have to take a deep breath and go, hey, girl. It's her saying, hey.
Hey, girl. She's going to walk away when you say that.
She's going to be your best friend after that.
I was going to say, if he approaches you, hey, girl.
She's going to ask you if you want to go to the play later.
Drag brunch this Sunday, girl.
Imagine walking around smooth to a girl. Like, no, hey, girl.
Anyway.
Dana, all right. We know Dana ain't in on no women.
How do you deal with that kind of rejection? I've seen from a woman like kind of being ugly to a man who even just... who is asking her to dance. It's just a dance.
Damn.
It's not that serious,
you
man.
You gotta practice empathy for them babes who don't realize what they just missed out on. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta keep it pushing. And as obnoxious as that sounds, that really is the key to it. You gotta maintain your confidence even in that moment of defeat and be like, all right, cool, that's fine. I'm off to the next
one. How do you do that though? Because I know when I was single and before I was DJing, I had zero to little confidence when it came to approaching
women. Did you approach girls at all?
Like, of course. I mean, I had girlfriends. I approached them. But a lot of the time it was like, I hated the feeling of being rejected. I hate it to this day.
You had like a slow play game, didn't you?
Always.
You would befriend them.
I would befriend them.
You would talk to them about the music taste.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, we were holding hands.
Taking in there, huh? Yeah.
All of a sudden, you had
a
girlfriend.
That's a reference to earlier.
Yeah. Have to listen to the podcast to get that one. I sense that about you, though, Automatic, that you aren't, I wouldn't say aggressive, because I don't think aggressive is it, but you do have to have that confidence to go up and say, hey, girl. Not, hey, girl. But you know what I mean? Like, it's hard.
Approach it with a sovereign confidence and a certain amount of humility as well, too, where she may say no, she may say yes, but you're here for a good conversation. And you're here just to get to know her a little bit.
What if she says no? What do you do?
Then you really just go on to her
friend. Then you just practice DJing until you get good at it. And then all of a sudden, they just start coming to you.
No, Anthony said you go on to her friend.
No, that's true. Because if you're going to friend zone me and say no, well, then I'm going to keep it pushing, my lady. The one thing I find the corniest, the most played out way to pick up a chick is when you have to like hit her with negative insults because you think that all she gets is compliments.
It does work, though.
That's an old school trick, though, dog.
To who?
The movie Hitch.
So that's something that I kind of like, where I picked up that from.
First of all, we've taken a whole left turn here. I haven't seen Hitch in 10 years. I have to watch that movie again. But I
what he's saying is you're giving all the women around her the attention and acting like she doesn't matter, which in turn, she's usually the center of attention. And when you do that, she's like, wait, why doesn't he like me? Why doesn't he care about me? And so now she's going to pay attention. Ooh. Does that approach work every time?
No. It doesn't. Because then sometimes you end up taking home the tank that is her friend.
Damn.
And you know,
I hate you,
hey, you
Anthony.
Win some, you lose some.
Hey, it's a win-win if you ask me. All the time, baby.
I'm done, and I don't appreciate the tank reference, but I bet the guys understand.
I'm somebody's tank. Somebody is taking me home and be like, "Damn, you took that chubby little Latino boy home. He is not your type."
But he was funny.
He was funny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.